to your point, we have sustained over a billion views since 2020, every single month. And just not because we're getting lucky. I think a lot of people get lucky on social media and they go viral once and then they're not able to repeat it. Well, when it started happening to us over and over again, we were like, okay, well, there is a science to every art if you want to do it predictably, sustainably. So that's really where our journey started.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of the Money Mondays. We are sitting in an RV motorhome outside of a party right now, our party, actually, and I'm sitting outside because I have a very special guest. She's in town. I don't want to miss the opportunity while she's here. Instead of us trying to coordinate months in advance, we're at a party. Let's just go outside. That's what the whole point of an RV motorhome is for. So as you guys know, on the Money Mondays, we talk about three core topics: how to make money, how to invest money, how to give it away to charity. Each of our episodes ranges from about 33 to 40 minutes because the average workout is 45 minutes and the average commute to work is 45 minutes. So that's why we make these 40 minute or less episodes for you guys. Now, as we all know, we all grew up thinking it's rude to talk about money. We here at the Money Mondays think it's rude to not talk about it. We need to talk about finances and credit and FICO scores and loans and credit and debt. What happens if your boyfriend or girlfriend asks you for money? And what happens if your friends don't pay you? Like, ah, these are real life things. We need to talk about it. And so those are the type of things we talk about here. We talk about our core three topics, but today's guest, we're going to talk about social media and eyeballs and personal brand and corporations and how to work with companies and how to build up your personal brand through your true authentic self. She has over 1 billion, yes, with a B, billion views per month, and she didn't do it once. She's done it for years. And literally, no, I can't think of anybody else that can say that. That's all I've done is a decade of working social media. I can't say anyone else that does over a billion views month after month after month after month for years. And so, without further ado, wherever you are in the world, give a warm round of applause to Adley.
Ah, thank you so much. Such an honor. I'm so pumped to be here. This is such a pleasure because I just want to be Dan Fleischman when I grow up.
Yeah. See how good she is?
But truly, yeah, you were the OG in the space that you were the person I was chasing.
I am old. Yes, that's what she's saying. I am old.
Just by a couple of years.
All right. So the way it works is if you could give us a quick 2-minute bio and we get straight to the money.
Sure. So I am one of the most viewed female producers in Facebook and Snapchat history. Other people say that, not me, but I will take it because to your point, we have sustained over a billion views since 2020, every single month. And just not because we're getting lucky. I think a lot of people get lucky on social media and they go viral once and then they're not able to repeat it. Well, when it started happening to us over and over again, we were like, okay, well, there is a science to every art if you want to do it predictably, sustainably. So that's really where our journey started. As far as what we're most proud of today and where we hope to go. Prior to that, I was in music. I was on NBC's The Voice. That's what got me into the world of entertainment. Was really frustrated with a suit behind a desk, determining when, where, how, why, and actually if I could be successful. And so just started making videos while I was touring, opening for Blake Shelton, actually, which was kind of the epitome of what I thought I wanted to do as an independent artist. And just making my way through, I was like, man, this is it. But this isn't what I'm truly meant for. I know that. I want to entertain on my own terms. I want to give other people confidence in their own authenticity and their own abilities. So how do we do that? And through a series of events, realized maybe I could do this and then just have stayed the course through all the ups and downs. And as you know, there are plenty.
Of course, absolutely. So what's the name of the company? What brands do you work with? Like, what are the things you can talk about?
Sure. So only 2 years ago, we kind of were like, hey, let's formalize this thing. Because in 2020, when we started getting a billion views a month, it was just me and my husband pranking each other. And as we know, the world was just glued to their phones. So we went from averaging 20 million views to over 200 million views a month in 2020. And our minds were blown. And we just saw how much this was changing our life and how rapidly. And my husband is at the pinnacle of his career. He was flying private, building hospitals. And he was a hospital developer. And for 6 months, he was like, is this just a fad or what's happening here? So we waited out for 6 months.
You could have given me 1,000 guesses. I wasn't one of them.
Right? Yeah. But he was an engineer. And he's like, oh, man, this formula really is like black and white. Like, we could rinse and repeat this. And we did it for 6 months before he quit his job and was like, in the middle of the pandemic and everyone's losing their jobs. And he's like, yeah, but I'm going to quit my dream job that I worked my butt off to get to, and I'm gonna go make prank videos for a living. You can imagine his family just losing their minds over that. But then our friends, you know, they've lost their jobs too. And we were like, well, we can teach you how to do this. We can rinse and repeat it. So we taught my brother, we taught all our best friends how to do it. All of our best friends are now full-time video creators, our family. And so then we were like, hey, we're getting all these views and we're just getting paid from Facebook and Snapchat and TikTok and YouTube. And why aren't we integrating brands into this? Like, why aren't we doing product placement? Because we can data share, we could do it at a fraction of the price and really make an impact and serve these people to a higher degree with really transparent data. And so that's a little bit newer for us. But now that we're getting more brand flow, we need more creators trained in high retention content. And I can't train enough people one-on-one or one-on-three. And let's be honest, it's exhausting. Sure. And I didn't want to be a marketer. I didn't want to be a guru. And I avoided packaging it and building a course or a remote training program for years. And eventually enough people got through to me and they're like, Ad, you need to just do this. Yeah. Come on. You love teaching it. You love what you do more than anything in the world. And now we're about 4 months into online remote training for people outside of Nashville who want to learn to make viral videos as a job, and then let them populate our pages that have 10 million followers or 4 million followers. They don't have to spend years building those, and we'll just hand you a page, you know, and let you go and let you make money on the way up while you're building your own channels and your own pages.
Wow.
So that's the ecosystem. I'm learning still. I have so much to learn. But that's what we do, is we create creators that can then help us serve the brands, and we just keep living the life that I always dreamed of.
How can someone make their first few dollars on social media?
Oh, I mean, as you guys know, there's so many ways to do it. There's so many ways. And I think ultimately, you have to start trying. You can't think your way into this. You have 100 bad videos in you that you got to get out. You got to get them out. Like, you're going to be so bad at the beginning, but you have to be, and you're going to watch your evolution go. And if you're still making videos, you're going to look back at videos you were making 3 weeks ago and be like, oh man, that was crap. And that's how you know you're growing.
Should they delete them or leave them up?
Oh, leave them up. They're wonderful testimonies. You know, I look back at these videos but I'm glad, because they were a timestamp in history. You know, don't delete them. But I'd say, whether you have a service to sell, whether you're trying to get customers online, whether you're trying to do what we do and get paid from the platforms, there's a million ways to make money online, but video is really needed for all of them. So learning how to storytell, how to get attention, but do it in a way that's authentic to you. A lot of people look at us in our training and they're like, well, I don't want to be silly about it. I don't want to be an entertainer. I don't want to do what they've seen us do or what some of the content on our channels look like. And what we're trying to overcome now is showing that this formula is one of the most highly transferable skills. You don't have to prank. You don't have to be silly about it. I do that because that's authentic to me, you know, but it's not authentic to them. So in our coaching, you'll see that we show you how to apply it to any niche ever.
So someone's out there listening, they got 10,000 or 50,000, 100,000 followers, and they've been building it up, and then they get a knock at their DM door, and someone slides in their DMs and says, I want to pay you to post on social media. How much do you charge? And they're like sitting on the other side, listening to the podcast, like, what do I charge? How the heck do you figure out what do you charge to a brand?
You know, there's all these calculators online and things that are supposed to help you figure out. For me, my authenticity metric
is all full of crap, by the way.
They're so full of crap. They're so full of crap. I'm like, whatever makes me excited about it.
Kylie Jenner gets 1.6 million posts. I'm like, not the wires I send her.
Right? Yeah, no kidding. It's whatever. It's whatever makes you excited about it. Like, there was a time where I did free product exchange and I was stoked about it. Yeah. You know, but I would never take anything that's super inauthentic to you. If you care about your brand, you want to be in the game long term. Like, we can read authenticity now more than ever. Yep. So one, do you want to be aligned with that brand? Two, don't lie to people. Like, there's so many shapeshifter and bodysuit stuff that are now just like total full of crap. And if I would say, test the product first. And if you like it, if you align with it and you care and you truly want to have influence long term, make sure you like and trust the brand, and then negotiate whatever like feels good to you. I mean, honestly, like, if you would do it for $200, do it for $200. If you would do it for 50, do it for 50. If you see the longer game in the deal, you know, and you want to be affiliated long term, and over deliver for them every single time. Because these people that are hiring you to, like, I had a rep at FabFitFun, and I've been with FabFitFun for a long time. I really do love it. I love what they do for small businesses. I love what they do for creators. And then she jumped ship. But I would over deliver for her every time. And she's been to a couple other companies now, and she's taken me with her everywhere she goes. Your reputation is everything, so don't shortchange yourself.
Yeah, at Elevator Studio, we pay 3,500 influencers. And when someone asks me for a campaign, like we just made a deck for a campaign today, I send in personally the screenshots of the first 20, 30 people in my head out of 3,500.
Yeah.
And I said, put them into the deck.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know they perform.
Because you trust them.
Right. They're top of mind awareness. I think about them like, oh, let's get Adley in there. Oh, let's get this person in there. Oh, let's get this girl in there. Oh, this guy's great. Boom, boom, boom.
So what makes you trust an influencer? When you're dealing with 3,500 people, what stands out to you in your mind when you're hiring influencers?
That they over-deliver. Mm-hmm. They leave the post up. There's a lot of people who will post for a day and delete it.
Oh.
Yeah, which it's okay if it's in the contract, but I just don't know why you do that. Like, it's not, you know. They will post and repost to other platforms, not just the main platform. Like, they'll post it on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or some other TikTok. You know, they'll post on other platforms. That makes me happy because mm-hmm. I get to show that to the brand. Like, look, you paid for Instagram, and they posted on three other platforms.
Yes.
Right? I get brownie points as an agency, and you get brownie mm-hmm. points as an influencer.
Because I'm going to hire you again.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Because what does it actually take for you? An extra 7 seconds? An extra 32 seconds? You're just copying and pasting. Mm-hmm. You're not making a different piece of content.
Yeah.
Right? If you tweet it or Facebook it or TikTok it and you made it for Instagram, you're just copying and pasting. And by doing that, I'm going to hire you again. I'm going to pay you $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever the amount is, again. And I might do it for years simply because you over-delivered. And how hard really was it? An extra 37 seconds?
Right.
And so that's what sticks out of my head.
Yeah, that's great because you will post to every platform as we do too for our brands because we don't align ourselves with a brand that we're not going to believe in. Mm-hmm. So even if my deliverable is just for TikTok or just for Instagram, I'm posting it on a 10 million follower Facebook page too because I like the content that I made because the product identification, it was real for me. Mm-hmm. I hope it was good for them too. It was great for me.
So someone out there is listening. They've got their influencing. They got their followers. They've got their first couple brand deals. How often should they be posting on social media?
Oh my gosh. That's another question. I feel like I love giving tangible advice, but it really is different. Like, I don't think you should post the same amount that I post, that you post. I think it depends on 100% what your goals are.
Yep.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to just go for awareness? Are you trying to extend past your current reach? Are you trying to go deep and offer more value? I think quality over quantity. But I think quantity breeds quality. Hmm. I think you only learn what quality is when you do enough quantity. Yep. A lot of people will hesitate. They'll just overanalyze and get stuck in their mind and then they won't post anything. And then they have all this weight and this preciousness on the singular piece of content and then it bombs. And then they're like, wow, that was the best I could do. And so I'm not going to do it again for a while. But we put out over 80 pieces of content a week.
Really?
Because we're just going through data and reps and reps and reps. And the more reps you do, the better you're going to get and your quality is going to go up. Because you got those 100 bad videos and you got to get out first. And that's going to tell you if you really want your dreams of being an influencer or a content creator, or you just thought you did, if it was going to be easy. And so those people who don't expect the quick wins or the quick money and they stay in the game for long enough, that's who we're looking for. That's who we're going to serve long term because those are the hustlers. And those are the people that have the heart that are going to be in this for the long term.
Yeah.
And they're going to recognize that the same tools that got them to this mountain that they're currently excited about are not the same set of tools that are going to get them to the next top of the mountain. Because as you know, as well as I do, and anybody that's listening, the top of one mountain is just the bottom of another.
For sure. All right, guys, I'm going to give you a quick breakdown of what you can do to remove the fear of posting on social media. So often people are like, I don't have the time. Well, here is what you can do. Pick a Sunday morning, 8 in the morning for 2 hours, and just write on a whiteboard or write in your notes everything about a topic. So let's say you're in the real estate space or the fitness space or the food space or makeup space. Write out all the keywords and then Google search those keywords and see all the words underneath them. And now make a bunch of different videos based on what Google already told you is the top 10 items for that keyword. So if you're in real estate, you type in fourplex. You can make a lot of videos about fourplexes. Mm-hmm. Not one video, a lot of videos. Then you do HOA loans. Then you do whatever, like a Section 8 housing. Then you do Airbnb. Then you do all these different terms. Search that term, and then the top 10 terms, those all become 10, 20, 30, 40 videos just by searching what Google already tells you that people care about.
Yeah.
Do that on a Sunday morning. Why did I say Sunday morning? Because now you save up 20, 30, 40 videos that you can film on your phone, by the way. You do not need a fancy camera to make content. You actually have higher engagement on your phone than you will on a fancy camera. You do fancy camera sometimes, but really if you just pull it on your phone, listen, you're going to have great engagement. Why? Because it doesn't feel like an ad or a commercial. Yeah. And so when you do it on your phone, people feel like it's raw and authentic. So you make 20, 30, 40 videos on your phone, and guess what? Now you got the whole month of January or February, March covered.
Done.
So when you're busy on a Wednesday, you already have the video to post. You're busy on Thursday night with the kids? No problem. You already have a video to post. You can knock out a bunch of content on a Sunday morning. Next thing. I can't afford a fancy camera. You are watching this on an iPhone, an Android, or a laptop right this second. So by default, you have one of the nicest cameras in human history. All these fancy cameras that are in this room right now won't even compare to your phone, iPhone 17, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. These will be antiquated soon.
Yeah.
Based on your phones. And then every time they catch up, because these are really fancy $5, $10, $20, $30,000 cameras, they will get antiquated every couple of years based on your phones getting better and better and better and better and better, because Steve Jobs is that guy, right? Yeah. Even though he's, God rest his soul, still that guy. So you can't say that you don't have a fancy camera, because you do, because you're listening to the podcast right this second on a device with a fancy camera. So that's gone. Next, I can't afford to do social media. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Snapchat, Threads are free.
Mm-hmm.
You can post on YouTube for free. You can post on Facebook for free. You have no argument when it comes to this topic. You're sitting next to someone that gets billions and billions of views for half a decade. There is no argument to doing social media. By building your personal brand, it will lead to deals, investors, partners, clients, friends, relationships, events, and everything between. And if you don't think you need it for yourself, do it for your kids, your friends, your grandparents, and everyone else that might have a charity event or a passion or a book launch or selling Girl Scout cookies or whatever they're up to. You having 5 or 10,000 followers can help the people around you, not just yourself. End quote. All right. Adley, we talked a bit about the making money side. Let's talk about investing. You have to invest a lot into yourself, your equipment, your team, your staff, the big mansion for production, the studios, the travel. Talk about investing into yourself and your business and your career as people are starting to grow as an actual business here.
Oh man, I feel like I've learned so many lessons the hard way when it comes to investing back into myself. Because when you're just starting out, you don't know the right ways to invest, because you do have to have this blind confidence in some ways in yourself to give you enough confidence to risk things. And the amount of money that we've spent on risks that didn't pan out is plentiful. But some of those that I didn't think would work out did. And you have to be willing to risk and invest in yourself. And it is a gamble, and not everything is going to turn out. But like, we'll go to even events, even things like this, where like, maybe I meet people, maybe I don't. It's your event, so of course we're meeting tons of like high quality people. But people are paying to travel to be here to make one relationship that could change their life, you know? But I think investing in yourself, when you get to events like this, I think people do have law of attraction a little bit backwards, where they just think that they're just got to go talk to everybody, right, and be this person that is just attacking the moment that they put themselves in, versus doing that dark work and being down in a hole for 2 years to actually refine yourself and become it before you are. So then you resonate. And then once you resonate it, you naturally attract
for
it.
For sure.
You know? And so I think it's that dark work of investing in yourself too. It's not all the events and the showing up and buying the fancy equipment and investing money in the way that we think of investing in yourself. Sometimes investing in yourself is waking up super early on those Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
It's the time, and it's the commitment to the craft, and it's the being willing to study whatever it is. For me, it's videos and virality and attention marketing and how do I, if I want to be the best in this for the next 20 years, I've got to know it better than anybody else. So my dark work and investing in myself is studying the craft in the most boring ways and realizing that
reading about algorithms.
Yeah, it's the most unsexy thing ever, but it fuels what I ultimately want to do, which is I just love making videos. And I love teaching people how to make videos and make really, really good ones. Not just chintzy videos that are going to fade out in a year from now, but really freaking awesome videos that are going to convert highly for brands and that are going to continue to build their reputation and their legacy. And especially when it comes to viral videos, these videos are getting millions, millions, if not hundreds of millions of views. You were talking about the ripple effect and the legacy. And if you're not willing to make videos for yourself, make videos for your friends and your family because it can change their lives.
For sure.
When we think about the ripple effect of the people who have poured the most into me and that helped me become the woman I try to be today, like the best version of myself and the athlete that I'm still chasing, I have them to thank for that. And they had a small influence. They influenced like maybe 10 people. I was one of them. But think of how they shaped me. And then now I'm able to influence hundreds of millions of people. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's just with comedy, even if it's just with levity or something silly, but the ripple effect of you learning how to be authentic and storytell on camera and get your mission out there, get your message out there, get your brand out there, your service that is meant to help people, that's what you're here for. That's what your gifts are for. Your gifts are for you. And so you can continue to serve. So learning how to storytell, learning how to be on social media and cut through all the noise, that's your mission.
So do you think that people should be investing their time into one main platform, or should they be investing time into Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and Snapchat and TikTok and YouTube and spreading out across all the platforms?
Fantastic question. My philosophy might be a little bit backwards than most, but I would say we create for one and syndicate across all of them. We were optimizing.
Same
for
answer.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, this has shifted for us a little bit, but for the last 5 years, we've optimized for Facebook first because it's the easiest to go viral, share buttons right there, and it just was perfect, the type of content that we're making, right? But we would find the same content that would pop on Facebook, we would just cut it down to a different length, and we print 5 different versions of every single video and make it platform native, but we optimize for one for whatever your goals are and where your main audience is. Ours was Facebook, and then we make it platform native for all the others, but you gotta be everywhere because you're gonna surprise yourself at where you actually end up popping.
So this is called repurposing. This is part of my speech. It's exactly what she just said, is whatever platform that you love TikTok or you love Facebook or you love Instagram, make your content based on that platform. That's perfectly fine. However, even if you only have 300 followers on Twitter and 700 on Threads and a couple thousand on Facebook and a few people TikToking around, you still need to post on those platforms because, one, you don't know which one you'll go viral. Two, you don't know where your followers live. Meaning, you might have people on TikTok or on Twitter or on Facebook that don't follow you on another platform because they don't live there. They don't like the other platform. The platform that you love, they don't like. They don't even go there. They might not even have an account. And so you take an extra couple minutes to copy and paste the exact same video, the exact same caption that takes you an actual 20 seconds or 30 seconds, it's crazy not to do it. If it goes viral, fantastic. If it doesn't, who cares? It took you 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. But what happens is those 300 followers on Twitter, if a couple of them push the retweet button, and what if Adley's one of them? Or what if I'm one of them? Mm-hmm. And maybe we don't follow you, but one of the people that retweeted you does. Mm-hmm. And I follow that person, and I follow Adley, and then she retweets, and I retweet. All of a sudden, your video goes from 200 views to 200,000 to 2 million because of mm-hmm. a retweet and a retweet and a retweet. It's the butterfly effect. And so make your content for the platform that you like, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, and then repurpose that content across platforms to build what's called omnipresence. Omnipresence is what you ultimately want, where it just looks like, boom, there you are on a podcast. Boom, there you are. I saw mm-hmm. you on Facebook. Wait, I just saw your LinkedIn video. What the heck? You're in the press. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You get omnipresence and you build what's called top of mind awareness. Mm-hmm. If you get top of mind awareness in your category, in your niche, in your business, you win forever. If someone says the word realtor and they think of you, if they say personal trainer, they think of you, mm-hmm. you win. All right, Adley, on the charity side, why is it important for people to incorporate charity either into their personal brand, their social media, their household, or their business?
I think there's a million reasons to incorporate charity into your business, but for me, what's it all for? And a charity can look different to you. It can be a proper 501c3, or for us, we kind of have a tithe that is 10% of our income that just goes into a service account. And when we see a need, we don't hesitate to meet that need because we have a whole bank account set aside for it. If a friend of ours is recently struggling with adoption, and they're both social workers, and adoption is so expensive, and to be able to not think about it and be like, whatever you need, like, we got you. That's what it's about. Like, you can make all the money in the world, but that's not ultimately the most heart fulfilling thing. It's fun to cash big checks, but it's way better to write them and serve people into actual legacy building things, like starting a family, you know, something that precious. And that is the most fulfilling thing that we've ever done. Money, it makes you incrementally like happier or on the come up, but it's really just a tool. It's a tool on the way up, and it's a tool once you get there. And then I've had the good fortune of just being surrounded by people who are more successful than maybe I'll ever be. But every single one of them has said how much more fulfilling it is to just serve, to be a river and not a reservoir. And so I've just really adopted that on my come up and in our little bouts of momentum. And I just find the more that we let it all flow through and don't worry about it, and we just be rivers and let everything good that comes to us, and know that it's not for us. It's not for us to feel cool about ourselves. It's only so we can amplify others and amplify better missions than prank videos, you know? And so the more that we do that, the more the abundance continues to flow, the more that we take the focus off ourselves and we put it on other people. And it's the most fulfilling, ironically. Isn't that beautiful how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some social media creators that focus on charity. I'm actually going to group chat you with them this weekend. One is at Charlie, and he raises millions of dollars per year. He's amazing. And then one is called MD Motivator, and he gets, I don't know, between 3 and 15 million views per video. Mm-hmm. And he surprises people like with a hug that leads to here's $5,000, here's $10,000, or mm-hmm. let's go to the front row at the basketball game. Like, yeah. He does these experiences. And he just started incorporating brands this year. We had a long talk about it, and he finally is like, you know what, you're right, let's start incorporating brands. And it went from him just doing something passionate that he was about to help people on their charity side to now he can write bigger checks. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden he's like, you know, thanks to this airline, here's $50,000 instead of 10. Yeah. Right. Thanks to this company, here's $50,000 instead of 10 or 5, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been great to see. And I would love for you to talk to them, because obviously you know how to get lots of views, and they're doing it for good. And they're,
yes. You follow both those guys. Love. I don't know MD Motivator personally, but I know Charlie personally for the last several years, and just watched his dedication to being a river,
yeah.
And watching how when you stay focused and you just let God work through you, and he's serving so many people, even when it wasn't easy.
Right.
And I'm sure he had to have questioned his path, like, man, this isn't, I'm trying to do a good thing here, but I keep getting robbed. Our van keeps getting broken into. Yeah. And you just see that fight against him. But he is so dedicated to service, and that'll win every time.
Yes.
Super proud of you, Charlie.
So if there is a charity out there listening right now, what advice would you give to the charity social media director to make some content to get more eyeballs onto their charity?
Oh, beautiful. I would take that unique selling point that you have as a charity, and I would obviously find creators that align with that. And I would start a conversation and say, how can I be of service to you? Because they're getting hit up all the time, right? But say, hey, I noticed that you made a video on this, and how can we align with your message in the same way? The same way that creators should ask brands how they should serve them and be a good steward of the brand's time, I think brands reaching out to creators should do the same thing and be like, hey, how can I offer value to you? You have something in the way that you storytell, in the way that you do content. I think we could really amplify each other and not just say, hey, I'm a charity, you should help us out, but say, hey, here's how I think we can be stronger together, like any good relationship, mm-hmm. and reach out and offer value first, because they're getting hit up all the time. So if you just come at it then a different angle than most charities and offer to serve them, which is kind of going to be a mind freak for them anyway, I think you're going to have a way better success at building a really collaborative relationship, not just in the short term, but longevity.
Last question.
But long term.
So as you continue to have the success year after year, video after video, do you ever become numb to it, or you still get excited when you hit 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, 50 million views on a video?
I am still a kid in a candy shop. I still, like, we still have the expectation to go viral consistently. We know that not every video is going to hit, sure. because there's so many elements out of our control, but we know that we are students at the craft. And as long as we continue to study and be students and not think that we know everything, and the more that we learn, the less that we know. But we know that we're dedicated to stay in this game long term. And So I still get super stoked when we continue to hit the billion plus mark every month. I'm like, oh Lord, this feels so awesome. Thank you for letting me continue to have the best job in the world every single day and for so long. And I just continue to look at it like that, even when some months are down months. Sure. And there's hills and valleys like anything else. But I think when you just zoom out and you just focus on the long game and realize, okay, this is a journey. You know, it can't be winning all the time or I have nothing else to learn. What are we doing here?
Right.
You know, so I still really do. This is honest. I still feel like a kid in a candy store with all these new experiences, because what was true 4 months ago isn't true now. Mm-hmm. And what's true right now isn't going to be true in 4 months from now. So it still feels fresh. And I think for anybody that loves social media and loves storytelling, if you are a student of it, it's going to continue feeling fresh for you because it's going to keep you on your toes.
Yep. All right, guys, you're listening to Adley. Make sure to check her out across social media, A-D-L-E-Y. Check out her company there. She has mentoring. She can teach people out there. Brands, if you're listening, obviously a lot of you guys are. Make sure to talk to her when you're ready to go viral-ish. And this is important to me. You know, we don't do ads here. This is a business, you know, that I'm funding because I really want people to have these discussions about money. And you guys notice that with these podcasts, I could be reading ads to you for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes at a time. I don't do that. It's not that I'm against it. Obviously, my job, my business is working with brands and paying influencers to post. I'm not against it. I just want to keep this a clean cut experience because I want you to have discussions about money. I want you to share this with your friends, your family, your followers, your staff, and have blunt discussion with them. If they want to be in the social media space, well, you should be telling them to follow Adley. You should be telling them to listen to podcasts. If they want to be in real estate, go back and listen to some real estate podcasts that we've done and talked about real estate. Have blunt discussions about money in your households, in your offices, in your schools, because money is a tool. It's definitely not the root of all evil. You know, you paying for your mom's medical bills, you paying for food for your friends and family, you paying for trips, you paying for expenses, you paying for clothes. These are all necessities and tools in your utility of your life. And we have to have discussion about it. We have to take out this old silly narrative that's rude to talk about it. You can talk about salary and rates and loans and interest and FICO and IRS and taxes and all the things that are real life in our world. And so I just implore you that when you listen to podcasts like this, whether it's episode like today with Adley about social media world, or it's about real estate, fitness, business, whatever, have these discussions, share the podcast with your friends and family, and we'll see you guys next Monday.